It's the best country, Minnesota 93. It's TJ here in studio this hour, and I'm joined this morning by Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
Good article you have there in your hand that I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit more about creating a respite plan. Yep. This is an opportunity now for somebody who maybe has a loved one that is going to need some care, for people to kind of get together and talk about it. I would assume family members and maybe even some close friends, but to help out so you don't feel like you're the only one diving into this with that person. That can be a little little daunting and stressful, I would imagine.
Oh, it certainly is. And we talk to so many family members that are stressed out. They're tired. You know, caring for a loved one can be very rewarding, but it also can be emotionally and physically exhausting. And if people aren't taking a regular break, you know, they're looking at caregiver burnout, depression, physical illnesses of their own because they don't take care of themselves. So this is a really important thing to just be able to have a plan to give yourself a break so you're, you know, so you can care for that loved one and be a better caregiver from it.
And don't feel bad about it.
I think that's
probably people have guilt, I would imagine, is big.
Yes, it is guilt. You know, it is guilt ridden, and we feel like we need to be superheroes. But especially if you have some family to draw on, it's okay to ask for help. Or if you don't, having that professional like a Freedom Home Care that you can call in and say, okay, I need you. Yeah. I have to have a break, even if it's just every once in a while. But it's a good thing.
Sure. There's some things in that article we can just grab and point out quick as far as that plan.
Yep. So this is really awesome. Like I said, it's AARP, and I did link to it from our social media accounts. But it's a step-by-step plan for designing a custom respite plan for you. So step number one, you know, you really want to know your needs and your family members, the person you're caring for, their needs. So think about yourself. What would be good for you to refill your cup? You know, would that be, you know, a couple times a week? Would it just be to have the weekend off? How many hours? So kind of getting in your mind what you need to be able to refresh, and then having a good idea of what your loved one needs. So companionship, meals, are there special skills that somebody needs when they come in? Do they need to know about medication? Are there ambulation issues? You know, all those things. Then number two, make that list of the potential people that could help you out, right? So that could be friends, families, you know, professionals, near and far. Don't count anybody out.
Sure.
And that comes up next. But step three is calling that family meeting. And you might have some people on FaceTime or Skype or whatever if they can't be there. But you really want to explain the situation. Let them know your needs and your loved one's needs. Be specific. And then be flexible about how they can pitch in. If you're going to be real rigid on, I have to have this time on this day every week, that might be harder. But if you can be flexible, you could get some more help. But they're going to have a lot of questions. Encourage them to ask them. Have some good answers ready for them. And that you can get into detail on the article.
Sure.
But then just, you know, listen. Stop talking. Give them a chance to process. Offer options. I think this is a really good part of the article because, you know, somebody might say, oh, God, I work, I have kids, I just can't do it. And then you say, okay, weekdays, I get it. Could you come on a Friday night? Could you come on a weekend and help out for an afternoon? Or maybe it's somebody that says, I absolutely can't do it, but would it help if I contributed some money to hire a caregiver so you could have a break?
Sure.
Or maybe if they're out of town, they can come for a few days and give you some time off. Let's see. Making it simple. Once you do have everybody on board, get an online scheduler so everybody's on the same page. Spread the word. Make sure everybody knows the situation. Yeah. And then get the heck out of there. That's step number eight. So I just thought those were really good tips on how to get other people involved to give yourself a break.
And I think it's one of those situations where you can't be too prepared for something like this.
No.
So, I mean, have it all there and have a plan. That is brilliant, actually. And you said there's links on social media from you guys on this story if we want to look it up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. It's called A Caregiver's Guide to Creating a Respite Care Plan, and that's from AARP, and I have it on our Facebook, our Twitter, our Google+, like all that stuff.
Okay, sounds good. And of course, the website has a lot of useful resources. And if we want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yep. So the website is freedomhomecarellc.com. And our phone number is 507-387-HOME or 387-4663.
Christine Nessler today from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.